20-2 on the Wednesday Wire. It's been touted as the Google killer. The unveiling of Wolfram Alpha at Harvard University last week has got technophiles salivating at the mouth. It's already been called revolutionary with the way it collates data on the fly, but by cross-referencing other pieces of information on the World Wide Web. Joining me now to discuss the potential of this new piece of software is Dr. Ian Watson from the Auckland University Department of Computer Science. Good afternoon, Dr. Ian Watson.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thanks very much for being on the show. Now, how long has Wolfram Alpha been in development for?
It's been in development for several years. It's the product of a British physicist called Stephen Wolfram, who is quite an interesting man. He did a PhD in particle physics when he was 20.
God.
And is the inventor of a piece of software called Mathematica, which a lot of engineers and mathematicians use. This Wolfram Alpha, which has had a lot of publicity in the last few months and is going to be released to the public sometime in May, they're saying, seems like an interesting idea, but it's not necessarily entirely new.
How so?
Well, it takes a natural language, a normal English query term, so you can phrase your question to it just using normal English.
Why is the sky blue or something like that?
Yeah, why is the sky blue? How high is Mount Cook? Or something like that. And then it searches a large number of proprietary databases or knowledge bases that are maintained by people, curators, a bit like an encyclopedia. Takes that information back and collates it into a page of customized information for you.
Okay.
So if you said, how high is Mount Cook, it would not just give you the answer. It would do things like show you the height of the mountain in relation to other mountains in Australasia, other mountains in the rest of the world, show you maps where it is, and maybe give you other sorts of relevant information about Mount Cook and other similar mountains.
You say that's not new, but to my mind, I can't think of anything out there that's doing that so specifically at the moment.
Well, if you want to look at an example of something that's available now which does something somewhat similar, but maybe a little bit simpler, there's an application at MIT called START. If people just Googled START and MIT, you'll see that application there. It's been running since 93, in fact. And it's a reasonably interesting sort of research prototype, but obviously doesn't have the backing of Wolfram Alpha, which, by the looks of it, probably has some quite sizable financial backers behind it.
So, as you said, it's being unveiled to the public in the not-too-distant future. Some have called it the Google killer. But could it also be a worry for something like Wikipedia?
Yes, it could. I mean, one of the reasons why they're stressing the fact that it uses curators, in fact, they're predicting they might employ about 1,000 people to maintain its background knowledge, is that that's obviously the criticism of Wikipedia, that it's maintained by the public, and that not every fact in Wikipedia is necessarily true, because it doesn't have the authority of a committee of curators who decide if everything that goes into it is true or not.
They're trying to get to that point with Wikipedia,
yes.
But I don't know if they're there
yes,
yet.
Yes, they are, but there's always the problem that anyone can go in and edit anything in Wikipedia, and you do get these little wars that go on between people that dispute sort of certain basic facts, often about famous people.
Right, right.
One of the other things I think about Wolfram Alpha is that its target market, they're saying, is for students, academics, and various professionals. It's not aimed at the sort of the general public and doesn't contain information about
Britney Spears'
popular culture.
Love
yeah,
life.
Britney Spears. There's a classic thing on people are talking about it. If you put the term 50 cents into it, It comes back with all sorts of stuff about currency, but nothing about rap music.
Right, right. So it's obviously not for everyone then. And there's also been talk about how picky it is with syntax being entered. I mean, aside from the fact that you can't find out what 50 Cent's new album is called, what kind of computer experience do you think someone should have to fully benefit from Wolfram Alpha?
Well, this is one of the difficulties with any sort of request for information online. Is that most people's questions that they ask are very poorly formed.
Even when using Google, often, I've found that can be an issue.
Yeah, people will often just sort of type in the basic few keywords and then hope for the best. And that's probably not going to be a great deal better with Wolfram Alpha. And certainly from what I've been reading, people have indicated that it does get confused quite easily with complicated syntax.
Do you think they're likely to iron out those kinks before unveiling it proper?
I honestly don't know. Mm. I think probably not would be my intuition, because those sorts of kinks in language have a great deal to do with common sense and
very kinky.
Computers are notoriously poor with common sense.
Indeed, indeed. So should Google be worried? I mean, or should it be more worried about, you know, should it be worried about the more advanced computer user rather than the casual internet surfer?
Yeah, I don't think this will be any great worry to Google. I mean, if they are worried about it, they'll probably just, to be cynical, they'll probably just go and buy it.
Buy it. I was just saying the same thing to my producer outside. Yep.
Yeah. But no, I don't think they will be worried. They are actually also talking about their own more data-based query system rather than their current web-based search for more specific topics. So they're obviously aware of that. I mean, I guess Wolfram Alpha are probably looking for people in sort of biotech and computer science and engineering to be using this rather than, you know, your mum and dad.
It's often where it starts, though.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Yes, true.
I mean, look at the whole internet, for example. Mm. So have you, Dr. Watson, have you had a go on Wolfram Alpha?
No, I haven't.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, it will be interesting. I mean, in a sense, these sorts of meta-search engines that use other search facilities, the basic idea has been around for a long time, and the idea of the natural language interface has been around for quite a long time as well, so it will be interesting. Has to be said, though, Google's very good.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why it killed off all the competition.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today, Dr. Watson, and maybe we'll hear back from you once this thing's launched.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.